What's up, everybody? You have just tuned in to Real Labs on 104.1. I'm your host for today, Mr. James Yan. I'm joined in a virtual studio with some very funny and entertaining dudes. But before we do that, we'll be remiss if I didn't tell you whose show has been brought. If I didn't tell you, today's show has been brought by our great sponsor, good friend of ours, and fellow comedian, Mr. Jeff Kaufman from Kaufman & Lind, personal injury attorneys at law. At Kaufman & Lind, every case is personal, and they've been fighting and winning for the people of Orlando for more than 20 years. For more information, please visit their website, whenyouneedus.com. Now, having said that, I'd like to invite our first guest here. It's Mr. Kaufman himself. Jeff, how you feeling, brother?
You know, I'm feeling good, man. You know, I took about a week and a half off from taking a beating on stage, so I'm feeling my ego is back up again. I feel pretty good.
You feel like you can do stuff again. There you go.
Yeah, I feel like my will to live has returned. So it's
there
good.
You go. There
this
you
would
go.
Have
we'll
been
fix
like
that.
a bad time to like for Jeff to be suing like a bar owner, like representing a because he'd just be angry from the last show he did. He'd be like, let me ask you a real quick question. I know this is. Just real quick, you got TVs in your bar? Yeah. Do you turn them off when people are trying to have a goddamn comedy show? And like the plaintiff's sitting there like, Mr. Kaufman, I slipped and fell. You're like, you shut up too. His whole opening statements, the jury would just be like, I don't know what this is about, but for 15 minutes he explained to us about having the decency to let your performers perform.
That's a great. That voice you're hearing, of course, is my good friend, the guy that helped start Real Labs in the first place, Mr. Miguel Colon Jr. Miguel, how you feeling, man?
Good, man. I just did I did Taylor Boyd's room over in Leesburg this weekend.
How was that? Is it a theater? Is that
it's
right?
It's a theater. It's a nice theater, 200 seat little theater called Melon Patch Theater. Really nice. They've got a full liquor bar. Taylor runs the bar out there and everything.
Okay.
It's cool. But when we were there, we were looking at all the, and let me tell you, before I say this, let me reflect on the fact that everybody at this place was just so great to us. They were so kind and so respectful, and the audience was great. But looking at the pictures, it seemed like there wasn't a black person in that theater until 1987, because we saw all the pictures of the performances like Othello. All white cast.
Nice.
And then
nice.
We saw the first black actor, and me and Devin were looking at that. We're like, the pressure on that dude. Like, the pressure on that dude.
Miguel, could you answer for the audience out there? How do you do an all white cast of Roots? How does that work?
Just less whipping, more understanding. You know? It was a whole other performance. It was funny, too, because they had this picture of all the old founders of the theater, and they were all up there. And yeah. I was looking at them, and I was, like, just staring at it. And I was like, this is, like, to me, this, I mean, like, looking at all these people, they were, like, old glamour shots. One lady had, like, white gloves on and pearls and stuff.
Oh, nice.
And it was just. Was this
the Melon Patch room?
Yeah.
I said, man, I ain't working in a room called the Melon Patch, bro.
They got you in there and been like, all right, then, young man, welcome. Bathroom's this way. We prefer you have a tux when you attend it, but whatever.
Yeah,
all right. All the people who looked like that, they were like the like sponsors of this theater. It looked like the cast of Cocoon, you know. Like, it's just
wow.
I was clowning them. I was like, yeah, man, you know, as a comic joke, and I was like, I'm not working your room. It's called the Melon Patch. Like, what black dude is working the Melon Patch? And it's like a picture of a watermelon.
Yeah,
and he sends me this message like, hey, man, I don't know what I did to upset you, but I really don't. I said, girl, we're comedians.
Yeah.
I was just messing with you, man. I still not work in your room, but I'm just saying.
Hey, it's a tight room. Let me tell you this, man. Tight room. Great art.
Is it good? Is it good?
Oh, man, we put like first show, I think Taylor said we put 125 in there, man.
Nice.
Dope audience. Like you know when you could tell like these, because it's old people, I'm not gonna lie, it's old people, it's Leesburg, but you could tell these are the old people who still have cookouts like all the time.
Active
and, like,
adults.
Yeah, like these are the old people that get down. Cause after the show, man, they were like, you could see the old dude and his lady, you knew they were gonna go home to have old people sex, you know, like they were just like, great show. I'm gonna go home and knock the dust off this great show.
I'm gonna go watch Matlock and get ready for Mother.
Oh, I'm gonna put it in there. I'm gonna put the beds together, and we are doing it tonight. You know.
I'm glad it went well for you. Also on the show, Mr. Godfather of Orlando Comedy, Ken Miller himself, who I still owe an apology to, and I'm so sorry, because Ken Miller was gracious enough to accept our offer at Afro to come shoot his comedy special. And for some unforeseen reason, an act of God, while he is finishing his last 13 minutes, all the power on iDrive decides to go out at that time.
Yeah,
no idea what that was about.
You know what's crazy? I got PTSD now because every time I do that joke, I think the power about to cut off. I did Mike Lee's room in Haines City, which is great.
That
Friday.
That looked amazing.
Oh, dude. Oviedo Bonkers is one of the best rooms they've ever had, bro. It's one of the best ones they've ever had. But every time I got to I kick in the door and I pop, 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 in my head, I'm like, oh, it's about to cut off. The power's about to cut off. So I just stand there for a second and it nothing happens, man. But, you know, things happen. Maybe, you know, like me and my wife was talking, maybe that was God. I was like, hey, man, let's give you a do-over. Because I felt like I stumbled over a couple of jokes. Yeah. My energy wasn't as high. So
I was going to say, Ken, I've seen you perform how many times? Hundreds of times. That wasn't the normal Ken Miller I'm used to. And I don't say that to take anything away from what you do, brother. You are amazing what you do. But that wasn't the Ken Miller who was having a good time.
No, I felt the same way.
That's because they put him in whiteface. I saw it before the show.
The makeup.
Ken's like, I would love some Chick-fil-A and some yogurt.
Yeah. He was telling how good the Colonel was over Popeyes. Yeah. I knew something was off. What?
Hey, I was Tom Whiteman, yo. Hey, guys, thanks for coming to the show.
So I'm taking care of my niece now. Because everything's fine. I'm actually keeping her. We have a good family. Everything's good.
Joke's all different.
Yeah.
But Ken, sure. I think it worked out. Things happen for reasons, what I'm trying to stumble and say.
Yeah.
And I think when you come back, you're going to be that Ken Miller that we all know and love.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. I felt like to my wife, I said, I don't know if it's because I was waiting so long to get on stage or with my energy for that day because I worked that day. I don't know what it was, man, that I just did not have that energy that night, bro. What happened was I had been pacing the whole time. I was nervous. I'm pacing the whole damn time. I probably wore my ass out and was just like, man, I'm tired now. But then, once I hit about 12, 13
you
minutes,
got cooking.
I started,
you got cooking. Yeah, you know, got cooking.
I got the cooking. But on the 29th, we're going to do it up. We're going to do it.
I think James just put the power on you because he wasn't feeling it. He's like, this ain't right. Click the lights off. Pretend.
Yeah. No. I don't have the power. Michelle Galarza-Yan has that power, not James.
Michelle said, I'm not feeling it. Cut it. Cut
you're like, yes, Mrs. Young.
Man. But James, bruh, something happened to me this weekend.
Okay.
And the same thing just happened to you and your son.
Oh,
Junior went and bought a damn car.
Congratulations, man.
And didn't tell nobody, though, Jay.
But he did it on his own.
Nah, did everything on his own, bro.
Who co-signed?
Nobody.
Dog, my son has a 740 credit score.
Hey,
how old is your son? How old is your son?
21 years old.
So his insurance is only like $8,000 a year then?
Not the way he did it. He bought it through the credit union, and the way they paid it off, he doesn't have to have certain type of insurance, so it's not as expensive as it's supposed to be because it's not finance or something like that.
Did he buy it off? He just bought it off?
Yeah, he bought it off through the credit union.
Yeah.
I don't know. They were trying to explain it to me, but I was at the comedy club. I was like, I'm just happy you got a car. I don't care about the rest of the stuff.
But you didn't really ever drive. He always walked
everywhere. That's the thing that was killing us. I'm like, bro, you're like the worst driver ever. Who drove this car home? did you drive it home? Did you test drive the damn car? Because my son drive like this. This is how he turned. He turned like this.
I love how he imagines we're not on the radio right now.
Yeah. He turned like he's doing video. Jiu-jitsu.
Jeff, I find out what it is, but he has something where the way he paid for it, he didn't have to get full coverage because it's not it's not being financed. I don't know what it is. I just know the insurance ain't stupid expensive, but he got a brand new car.
Hey, what kind of car did he get, Ken?
He got a Kia Soul.
Okay, good for him.
He got a Kia Soul. But what kills me is my son. Y'all talk about him being gangster thug and everything, and he not. This boy wear a wife beater and joggers and sandals everywhere. I'm like, bro, you couldn't wear a button up or a t-shirt to go get a brand new car.
He said, hey, I got a 740 credit score. That speaks for itself. You know when he came in there, all the people didn't want him. You know, none of the salespeople wanted the 21-year-old kid with the jogger and the white. Like, man. I'm gonna waste my 740, huh? Son, son, you want a sandwich or something, man? Let me get this man a cigar real quick.
Let me show you pictures of my wife naked real quick.
Yeah, I'm gonna get her over here, honey. Fluff the young man up, man. Yeah. Give him a look one time, like a kiss. Just one time. Speaking to the mic one time.
Yeah, man. So yeah, man.
I know you're proud of him.
I'm so happy for him because you know if everybody know what he went through 3 years ago with the brain aneurysm. And the fact that he's here and he's able to do stuff on his own, his credits is great. And I told him, I said, hey, by the end of the year, we'll work on getting you an apartment because that's like his next thing. He really is trying to move out. And my kids, I just didn't expect Kenny to be the one that's like.
Let me ask you a question, though, brother. First off, congratulations to Kenny. Are you ready for him to go?
No, I'm not like my mama. I'm not.
Me
my
either.
Mama was. My mom was like, y'all get, well, now you understand he don't live with me.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm still not ready for him to go out there and be in the real world.
Because you worry. As a parent.
My mama was different. My mom was like, look, man, hey, y'all got to get y'all ass up out of here. Y'all.
My mom woke me up at midnight, 12:01. Hey, woo! Happy birthday, son. I had a hat on, the little, you know.
Yeah. My mom moved on me and left me alone.
That is true. She's like,
but none of them did it in a bad way. They all did it because that was exactly what we needed. You know what I'm saying? They all did what we needed, and they did it right. And they all worried about it. Because here's the deal. Even when, like, I think all of us agree, even when our parents, you know, were like, it's time for you to do your thing and stuff like that, they still secretly were there for us on a lot of little things. You know, come back for holidays. Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen. I went into the Army when I was 16 years old. I tortured my parents. I would call them collect from whatever country they shipped me to. It was like, collect call from Beirut.
That phone call cost $388.
Yeah, I was going to get my money somewhere out of them. I thought the collect call would do it.
Did you wait on them long lines to make the calls to your family and stuff when you were like deployed?
Yeah, I was old school. They had the telephone. You know, they had the telephone, you know, not like, you know what I mean? Like the payphone.
Yeah, my father waited 6 hours one time on the line for the payphone to call my mom.
Six hours?
Yeah, because everybody was, there was a line on the phone. It was the only line.
And how much time did he get?
Oh, 5 minutes. Five minutes each, yeah. And we had just left the house. And my mom was like, let's go out. He's not going to call.
We were just talking about long distance. I said I didn't have a cell phone when I grew up, so when we wanted to talk to somebody from a different city, it cost you like a buck a minute or $2.
Yeah, right.
And you'd have that $300 phone bill. If you told somebody now, I carry a cell phone, I have an unlimited plan, I'm getting video, I'm calling anywhere I want for $30 a month.
Remember phone cards? I used to buy phone cards all the time.
Yeah, I did too.
MCI, baby.
Oh, I used to get these. I used to go to all these little bodegas and get these phone cards. And the thing with the phone card was, the minute you used it, it took up five of those minutes.
Yep.
You know, like five minutes, the minute you called anyone.
Remember when cell phones had minutes, though?
Oh, yeah.
Remember we're still doing that?
Yeah,
nights and weekends are free.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm like, girl, I'm going to call you after 7, I promise.
After 7, yeah.
I'll hit you up after 7. Why?
Yeah.
You know why.
You know why.
You know why.
You know, the first cell phone was like one of those military things you're calling an airstrike with?
Yeah.
Echo 115, Papa Quebec, roast them.
Make it rain. Make it rain. Hey, guys, when we get back, I want to talk to you how COVID took a lot of things away from us, but it also took away a good time for high schoolers. It took away good proms. When I tell you the prom that they had for my kids and what was involved, horrible, people, horrible. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on Real Labs 104.1.
Hey, if you're looking for adult entertainment, then why would you go anywhere else but Grandview Live? Grandview Live Gentlemen's Club is the elite adult club of Daytona Beach and Volusia County. They're located in the heart of Daytona in the Seabreeze Entertainment District. Now, they provide you guys with sexy live entertainment, not just for the gentlemen, but ladies love them too, because they have everything the entire group would want for a great night on the town. They have 4 bars, 2 stages, VIP seating, full bottle service, and a nightly DJ who will keep the party going all night. So if you're looking for adult entertainment, Grandview Live is the place you want to be. And remember when you get there to let them know that Real Live sent you.
Welcome back, everybody. You're still listening to Real Laughs on 104.1. I'm your host, Mr. James Yon, joined in virtual studio with Mr. Jeff Kaufman, of course, Ken Miller, and Miguel Colon Jr. Now, we all know that COVID took a lot of stuff away from us. It took a lot of people's, livelihood. If you worked on a cruise ship as a comic, you couldn't do that anymore. A lot of us got, furloughed. We were at home doing stuff. We couldn't actually go to our jobs. But I just learned that COVID actually took the prom away, guys. That's right. My son Noah's prom was a few weeks back, and I asked him why he didn't go. And I just figured, kids are different nowadays. It's not the most important thing to them like it was when we were growing up. But then he explained what prom was this year, and I couldn't blame him one bit. Because of social distancing and COVID and people being a little apprehensive, they're no longer having dances. They're still having the kids rent tuxes and they buy expensive dresses. But what they're doing is setting up dinner and comedy shows for kids and magic shows. As an entertainer, that sounds like the worst show you could ever do.
Yeah, because you can't hook up with anybody from the audience either afterwards.
Well, no, that's the teacher's job. Yeah. The teacher's like, yo, this is mine. I got this.
Chill out, man. She's my student.
Yeah, because don't none turn a girl on like magic.
Magic.
That's my girlie.
Don't not make them horny like magic.
Nothing makes panties drop like a dove.
Let me tell you this, though. This is the weirdest thing. It goes like this is how magic and horniness works. It goes all the way until you get to a Vegas show. No woman wants a magician. Yes. Until he gets to the Vegas show and they're like, look at him with that blouse on and them tight pants. I want that inside me. Abracadabra.
How come every magician in Vegas looks like they got their clothes out of Prince's wardrobe?
Yeah, every magician in Vegas looks like Nikki Free.
So I even turned down some gigs. They're like, James, we'd love for you to come perform. They told me the money. Oh, it's great money. What's the show, ma'am? It's a high school prom. Click. Hello?
Hello?
You still there?
Bruh, I wouldn't do any comedy show involving children. I've done it before. No. I had them kids, and I tell you, them kids is on their phone. Yeah. They weren't paying me no attention. And this is a youth church group thingy. They was on their way to Bethune-Cookman. It was on their way to school or something. And bro, I was bombing so bad they weren't paying no attention to me. So I just started cussing. I just started dropping every cuss word I could think of.
All of a sudden, they were just like,
They start dying laughing, and that's the last time that I have ever said that I'm never doing anything for teenagers again.
Hold on a second. I've been told that you guys are getting offered $1,000 for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And you still won't do it.
No.
When was the last time one of you guys waited tables? I'm a lawyer, and you pay me $1,000, and you get 20 minutes from me.
It's just so crushing to be in front of
children. It's so crushing, man.
Yeah, Miguel. Miguel's right. When you do it, it sounds like, $1,000, but that 20 minutes lasts for a lifetime.
Especially when it comes to, like us, because we're always consistent at shows. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we're always having good shows. So you sitting there, and like you say, Jeff, it's $1,000. But bro, you drive home like I gotta take a shower.
I had a buddy of mine who Gil Gerard used to play Buck Rogers. He says to me, he's previewing a movie at a convention, and him and I are sitting in the front row. And he goes, Jeff, this is horrible. Could you come up on stage with me? I said, I'm not in the movie. He goes, I'll do anything to avoid this conversation. And they go, he goes, what do you think of the movie? And Gil says, the check cashed.
Yeah, I mean, I've done enough of those. Yeah. Trust me, there's tons.
Yeah, we have.
I'll tell you this also, to Jeff, like on a more pragmatic reason, you do the show for the high school kids, and if you're not a kind of comic that can really relate to kids and has kid energy and kid-friendly material,
which is different,
it puts a strike against you because the word on the street hits and somebody's like, oh, I saw Ken Miller, he performed at this thing, he wasn't good.
Oh yeah, and them kids are recording you.
Yeah,
they put me on TikTok as the awful comic.
They roasted you.
No, I did
a show. I did a show, and it was mixed kids and parents. This was like
4 years into comedy, and I did it with a couple other guys who shouldn't have done it. We were like, money, yes, you know? And we went, and we went yeah. into the show. And, I mean, none of the kids cared. They weren't even paying attention and stuff like that. And the parents were then paying attention to the kids. Like, watch the goddamn show. Watch the show, you know? Mm-hmm. And one of the women in the audience literally yelled out, sir, can you start over? And I was just like, it broke me. It broke me, guys. I was just like, could you start over? Wait, could you? She was like, Dominic, you pay attention to the goddamn comedian. Sir, can you start over? And I was just like, and I'll tell you this much. When we were walking out, this is the worst part. We were walking out. We're going to our cars. We all got our checks in our hands, and now the checks aren't enough. We're just looking at it so gross. Yep. When we were walking out, a girl, she was probably like 14 years old, away from everybody, smoking a cigarette, so you could tell she was cool, looked over at us, and she goes, you'll get them next time. Wow. And I was just like,
so that hurts. Hey, yeah. I get brought into schools. They bring me in to, you know, talk to kids about stuff. Yeah. And they brought me into an assembly, and there was like 1,200 kids. And I'm talking, and this one kid interrupts. He goes, I got a question, Mr. Lawyer. And I'm going, all right, what is it, man? And he goes, how do I get away with killing my mother? Oh, wow. And I looked over, I go, don't be stupid and say it in front of 1,200 people.
Yeah, God. Rule, kid. Jesus, kid. Say, hypothetically. give me a dollar right now so you can hire me. Give me a dollar. Yeah, so it's privileged.
Better call.
I want to introduce you to the high schools. I want to be like, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Whore, Jeff Kaufman.
Yeah, right. Yeah, give them that real good intro, bro.
Yeah. The sexually charged Jolly Jane Whore, Mr. Jeff Kaufman.
Yeah, that's fun. That's always fun.
Yeah, so for me, Jeff, I'm with these guys. There's a certain amount of money that just isn't enough to do certain jobs, man. I just
remember
you
remember the show they used to have at the Villages, that like 6 o'clock show.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Katie Bell's.
Oh, yeah, look at
Katie Bell's.
I did that show with I want to say I did that show with Dean. I can't remember who I did that show with, but I was back when I was a feature, and real loud, one of the ladies in the front was like, I don't even know what they're talking about. And the guy was like, and the guy in the front goes, just be polite.
hey, like, Miguel, if you did it with Dean, so what happened to me was I'm 2 for 5 there. I have 2 kills and 3 real good bombs.
Yeah.
So I'm doing Ocala, the Midnight Rodeo.
Yeah.
And
Midnight Rodeo. Okay.
And, you know, it was one of my favorites. And you know, when you did that, they would usually put the Villages on with it. So you would drive to the Villages. Well, I get a call from Margaret saying, hey, Dean can't make it. He's doing Transformers 2. Can you go do, Katie Bell's? I said, yeah, I'll go do it. Check out my hotel. I go watch a movie. I get there at 6 o'clock. The Godfather, he goes up and he does his 45 minutes of doing everybody's material.
As a host.
45 minutes. The Jeff, Godfather he does 45 do, minutes, bro. Of other people
minutes.
Material.
Yeah.
He does who? Carlin. He does
The Godfather.
Rodney
Dangerfield.
Rodney Dangerfield.
And of course then I come up and he's like, coming to the stage, Ken Miller, and everybody's looking crazy. And I look around, there's posters of Dean everywhere.
Yeah.
So they're expecting this 6'4" Italian dude, but they call 6'2" black dude. I'm supposed to do 45 minutes. I'm bombing so bad. 22 minutes into it, I said, you know what, man? Y'all have a good night. And then the Godfather came up and did an hour and 20 minutes after me.
Wow.
He was loving it, too. He was like, oh, this is great, Ken. Yeah. Oh, my God, just like the dream. I get to do more of other people's materials.
Bro, I text Margaret. This is how long ago it was. I had a Nextel. I text Margaret on the Nextel. I'm like this.
Chirped
her. Hey, man, I'm so sorry that
because that room, I think that room stopped in like 2013, it did. 2012.
It did.
I was like a year.
Because they all died. That's what happened.
Yeah, everybody just died off. Yeah. Like you could literally kill there, and it was scary.
It's funny because speaking of shows that we don't really want to do, I remember there was one room that Ken was like, I'm not going back, Margaret. I don't care how much you pay me.
Homosassa?
Yep.
That's how I got my first headline. That's how I got my first headline with Margaret.
Ken's like, I ain't going back.
You won't do it, Ken.
Never going back.
It was a rough room.
It was rough, bro. That's the room that got through his dog tags at me.
Yeah, that's the room that Devin got slapped at.
when he made the joke, Preacher was hosting, and Devin made a joke about how people are always talking about watch out for motorcycles. And he was like, yeah, I definitely will watch out for a motorcycle. He's like, while six of them pop wheelies in front of me, weaving through traffic. And when he walked off stage, this woman smacked him and goes, my son died in a motorcycle accident. And Devin said he just held his composure. And all he thought he was saying was, he was thinking about asking her, he goes, was he popping a wheelie? Like,
yo. So James, I don't want to run out of time. So what happened at the? So he didn't go to the prom?
No, my son decided they didn't want to see any of that. They just all just got together and hung out. They didn't want to go see a magic reasonable. Show.
Yeah,
they're all not going now. Nobody's going now. I talk to kids all the time. They're going. I don't want to go to prom. It's not a big deal like when we went.
Nope.
Now they're losing their virginity. Yeah, at 12. They don't care about 18. It's not a big day.
Yeah, that's not a big day for them. They're already drinking. They're like, Dad, you want something? I'm like, no, I'm good.
Because they're stressed out.
And they're medical marijuana.
They live through a pandemic and stuff. Kids are drinking nowadays, and I'm like, yo, finish up that 40, kid. You had a rough one.
Yeah.
You know, like,
my son sees me freaking out, stressed out at work. He's like, Dad, pop one of these pills. Here.
I have seen some people post about their kids going to prom. And this in the Carolinas that, you know. And they're going to prom. But I was laughing because when, you know, Junior went to his prom, it was the day I got married. So he was at the wedding. He had to leave and he went, but he went with his homeboys. And so I was just like, how was the prom? He said, it was cool. I said, did y'all dance? No. I said, well, what y'all do? He said, we were just hanging out. I said, bro, do you understand that the prom be? I was slow dragging.
Yeah, man.
Said, Dad, what's slow dragging? I slapped him like that lady slapped Devin.
Yes. Get out of my house. Get out
when
of my
Montel
house.
Montel came on and said, This is how we do it.
I was like, what slow songs y'all got nowadays? I don't even know what y'all songs. Dance called.
He's like, man. He said, Dad, we listen to Walk It Like I Talk.
He said, Dad, me and her slow dance off a mask off.
Mask off.
He was like, Molly Percocet.
Molly Percocet.
He's like, who you take to the prom? One of my teachers, but my other teacher got jealous. It was weird.
So I just took both them bitches,
Yeah. And you know my coach is dating my old girlfriend, so I had to see him. We squashed it up.
We cool. We pieced it up.
Hey, she wild as hell, isn't she, homie? Isn't she? You know?
That's so funny. Now, King, your next child is how old right now? So you got a minute.
She's a freshman. She'll be a sophomore next year. So yeah, I got a few years for her.
And that's your baby. You ain't letting her go nowhere.
Yeah, but like, she also gay too. So
now you're not worried.
I don't care less now. You do whatever you want to do now.
Yo, that is funny. Now that she's gay, I don't really care no more.
I don't care, bro.
Because if she decides she want to have a baby, it's a decision. It involves everybody getting together. It doesn't happen accidentally.
It's not romantic. Yeah. It's just you sign a paper. Sign here. Initial here.
It's better.
Yeah. You know? Cool with me. I ain't got no problem with her yet.
Hey, she get a choice. She get a choice, Ken. Like, I want one of the Asian ones. They're cute like pandas.
Yeah. Like, if she wants to have a baby now, credit's got to get checked.
Checked.
It's all the right way. Yeah.
That's amazing, man. Oh, it's going to be great. All right, when we get back, we're going to be playing a little game about birthdays and talking a little bit about comedy. And I want to remind everybody that we do have comedy specials coming up. Ken Miller is going to be doing his. Ken, tell him your date one more time.
June the 29th.
There you go. If you check Ken's social media, especially on Facebook, you guys can get tickets. They're absolutely free at a beautiful location, Afrotainers at the Afro Studios. Come check it out. Me and Miguel Colon Jr. on the 22nd, we have our special. We are taping. Want everybody to come out there. Have a good time. It's going to be amazing. It's our first one ever as far as us having a special. So I know me and Miguel are both excited. I know it's going to be packed. So go ahead and get your tickets now. Check my Facebook. Check his. You get the link. Get some free tickets. When we come back, we're going to be talking about celebrity birthdays. You guys don't go anywhere. Y'all stick with us. Real Laughs 104.1. What up, everybody? It's James John from Real Laughs on 104.1. Now, we know how hard it was during the pandemic for people working and losing their job, especially if you worked in the hair and beauty industry. But right now, Rock Paper Scissors Salon is hiring in three Central Florida locations: Altamont, Lake Mary, and Oviedo. This place has set schedules, they're open 7 days a week, and they're also offering sign-on bonuses if you get hired now, up to 300
$100. So if you have any skills or experience in management, you need to apply. If you're a hairstylist of all levels of experience, you need to apply. Blow dry stylist, you need to apply. Receptionist, you need to do it right now. All you need to do to join the Rock, Paper, Scissors team is text 407-484-2911 to apply. Rock, Paper, Scissors Salon. When you get there, you tell them that Real Lab sent you.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for still listening to Real Laughs on 104.1. I'm your host, Mr. James John, joined in virtual studio with Miguel Colon Jr., Jeff Coffin, and Ken Miller. But before we go on, a word from our sponsor.
That's right, guys. Today's episode is brought to you by 12 Rounds Boxing Gym, located at 20 West Silver Springs Boulevard in Ocala. They're open 365 days a year from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Owner Joyce Nieves has a great program. Whether you're interested in physical fitness, learning some self-defense, or you're just interested in adding some activities to your life that keep you a little mobile. We all know right now with COVID, telecommuting for work, not going out as much, we're definitely more homebodies. And a lot of people have decided to take this time to eat healthier and try new things. So if you've been interested in trying boxing, I recommend you hit up 12 Rounds Boxing Gym located at 20 West Silver Springs Boulevard in Ocala and tell Joyce that Real Laugh sent you.
Nice, nice. Now, we were just talking about before the break, we're talking about prom and how COVID took away good proms because kids had to sit through magic shows and stand-up comedy they did not care for. Deborah. Oh, there it is.
Hey, kids. Wanted to introduce you to my friend, this pigeon. And you know what this pigeon thinks? This pigeon's on fleek, kids. No cap. Abracadabra. Yeet, yeet.
Yeet. Yeet.
Hey, have you guys, I know we're about to talk to prom real quick. Ken, have you ever had a conversation with your son and realize you don't know any of the cool vocabulary anymore?
Oh, yeah. Yo, bruh, where do you think I got bruh from?
Yeah.
That dude called me bruh, bruh. 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 Bruh.
Hey,
bruh.
Really, bruh?
But yeah. I didn't know what yeet was. He was telling me about this girl. He was at work at Publix making fun of this girl. And she says, Kenny, you can't talk. 3 years ago, your brain went yeet. I was like, Kenny, you almost died. And she made fun of that. He says, Dad, it was mad fun. I said, so what does yeet mean? He said, man, anything.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
Your brain went yeet.
He said, yeet.
I heard no cap for the first time.
I'm not lying.
Exactly, James. See, man, James, you still got young kids. You in there. The dude told me, he was like, nah, man, no cap. And I was like, I don't know, man. I'm cool with Falcon now, but I think cap is dope. You know? Like, yo, like, I don't know. Yo, like,
the way they break it down, like my son called me like, yo, Dad, you capping Crunch right now. I'm like, what?
I like to just hit him with some Wu-Tang slang so nobody knows. I'm like, oh, God, man, he was swinging like seven swords. My man's top was all off Iron Fist. And what did I say then? Huh? Yeah, 90s were rough.
We had some crazy slang
because we had slang from all different coasts. So you had to speak a little West Coast. So now everybody's yeeting and no cap.
Yeah, it's all the same now, man. Yeah,
but you gotta use those lines when you're not paying attention. Because I found out you can say that. Like I have friends of mine who they'll talk for like a half hour. At the end of it, I'll go, yeah, that's the way love goes.
Like a moth to the flame, bro.
And I was able to pull that off like hundreds of times. And then I was in a group, and a friend of mine, a girl who was sitting right there, was, what the hell does that mean, Jeff?
I was Jeff, I am so mad at her. I'm stealing that from you.
That's great. That is great.
Next deep, conversation, I'm not paying attention to. I'm like, we all a part of a rhythm nation, bro.
Yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yo, I just gonna let you know, bro. I understand what everything you just said. I am every woman.
Yo, Shaka.
Shaka Khan. Just be like that.
Yo.
To the hip hop hippie, man.
Bro.
Actually, that's not bad. I might use that.
Get to the hip hop. Yo,
to the hip hop hippie, man. I'm telling you.
Broken glass everywhere, bro.
Some days are diamonds, some days are rocks. I get it.
Broken glass. Yeah, but hold on, which broken glass? Is it the Furious Five or Puffy Mace broken glass, though?
You're right.
You're
no cap.
No cap.
Like a moth to the flame.
Yeet.
Yeet. Yeet. I love 10 years from now when like these kids are doctors and she's like, his heart's going yeet. Come on. Clear. They in the army. Captain, they all yeet over there. Man, we gonna call in an eight strike.
Yo, Captain, no cap. No
yeah,
cap.
You see when they do that brain surgery and the doctor picks the music? Could you imagine being old and listening to some of that? I'd be like dying and the last thing I hear is yeet, yeet, yeet.
Man.
Man, Dolly Perkins, I'm about to yeet this brain up.
So how great is that, sir? You getting your surgery done is like mask off. Mask off, yo.
Dolly
and then you wake up a little bit like, okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you Bob. I don't want to hear him listening to depressed music, though. I want to know my doctor's in it. I'd rather him be Molly Percocet than like listening to like a breakup song.
Doctor, how did the surgery go? Is my husband alive? Ma'am, I'm sorry to say he didn't make it. We were doing surgery, and all of a sudden his heart went yeet.
Yeah.
Yeet.
All right, look, I'm going to be real. We were working on him. We had Pandora going. The vibe was right. I almost had him. And then Bombs Over Baghdad came off and I went loose with it.
And you, so, hey, and you know the breakdown for Bombs Over Baghdad at the end?
Rag top. I scrambled him up, man. His brains are going to eat.
Yeah, the nurses in there twerking on you. Booty just hit you in the face.
That's too much. Now, Ken, you're going to tell us something about prom, man, before we start.
We were talking about our kids not going to the prom. I'm just curious. I went to both two proms. I went to junior high. I went to my junior prom, my senior prom. So
me
I
too.
Was curious that y'all went to prom, too. Did you go to prom?
Bro, I loved it. Bro, I got a limo. Because Michelle's in a lower grade, I went to like four proms and had a limo and went to the beach and the hotel. Ooh,
you went to that registered sex offender prom. where you've been out of school for 2 years. They're like, James, what are you doing here?
Bro, I was, you beat me to it, bro.
No cap.
I had to go introduce myself to everybody, let them know who I was.
Yeah, what's up, man? Yeah.
You were a professor there. What are you talking about?
They knew you were. Your picture was on the wall. The cop was like, what about, he's in a tux. Is it cool? All right. Keep an eye on him.
Yo.
Hilarious, man.
Hey, James, you went to four proms?
Yeah, bro. I went to two proms and two homecomings is what I did. Okay. Yeah.
I was a homecoming court my senior year.
So was I. I was a homecoming court. I was the prince. I didn't get the king.
That's okay. What's up, man.
I got third place. That's all I was thinking. They was like a third runner up. I'm like, y'all could have not just said it. Y'all can't.
You got to tell everybody.
You want to know where you're at because, I mean, there's like five dudes and you don't want to be the last guy. I mean, you get stuck in that. You're in the Miata at the end, man. You got to be
the Miata at the end. Riding through the circle.
The Miata. Kids don't know what that is. Okay, back in the day, they always had a Miata for some reason. As the royal court for homecoming.
Wow. Hey guys.
Hey everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was 12 of us. I was third. I was 3 out of 12. I finished third place in homecoming vote. But technically, it was the girl I was with that finished third. So I'm taking credit for it.
Yeah. You like it. Hey,
I'm taking credit for it, yo. So shout out to Kiana Fitzgerald for taking third place and letting me roll.
Kiana Fitzgerald.
Kiana Fitzgerald.
Fish what?
Fitzgerald.
Yeah. Oh, Fitz. I thought you said fish. Uh-huh. I was like, oh.
No. Right. But that's funny.
Miata Fitzgerald, you know?
Miata Fitzgerald, bro.
That's
but, y'all, I was just curious to know if you guys went to prom.
Absolutely. I loved my prom, though.
I was too busy walking the desert for my country, but I support what you were doing.
Okay. Gotcha. I'm about to say, Jeff, a good 61, so you went to prom in 67, right?
You went to a segregated prom.
Stop it.
He's like, yeah. Jeff went to the prom, and the band could come out and perform, but they black bases had to wait in the car.
And we didn't call it segregation. We just called it the right way to do things.
Keeping the bloodlines pure.
Yo,
James, I love black people. He said, I love black people. I think everybody should have one.
Yeah. We didn't refer black, we're Negroes. Get it right.
Yeah. There you go.
That is true.
How crazy is this, though, that back in the day, that the band, a black band, had to wait to get on and then perform, and everybody's perform. Okay, now you Schwarzeneggers can get out of here.
Yeah. I love their music. I hope that they never vote, but I love their music. And it's cool when they die in battles for us.
Oh, man. Whoa, they want to sit. They want to sit at the front of the bus. They're animals.
Yeah. First of all, sir, thank you for your service.
Well, you're forgetting white people didn't ride buses back then. So let's be honest.
Yeah, got it.
We were fighting for something we didn't give a damn about. Hey, you don't put me on the bus. I'm in the Miata. Why do I need a bus?
They didn't even. Hey, the crazy thing is they didn't even have a Miata in '67, but Kaufman had one.
Because Doc Brown swung by to his prom.
Bro, you know what's so crazy about that? But I have people fought to sit in the front of the bus, and when I get on the bus, the first place I go is to the back.
No, Ken, you fought for the choice. Okay. You fought for the choice, and then you knew that the back was the most.
Everybody wants the mob seat, man. We just we want to go to the place where if shooting happens, we want to see it coming.
Yeah.
You ain't lying.
Have you been on a Lynx bus lately? I want full view of what's going on in front of me.
It's different.
I've never been on a Lynx bus.
I have.
Lunatics, man. I represent a lot of my clients on Lynx bus, man.
Bro, it's like a different world, Ken, when you step on that bus, man. You leave reality behind, and you go to some different place when you get on there, brother. People are different on a bus.
I mean, 7-Eleven in buses, that's where homeless people hang out for everything. Yeah.
The library.
Talk to the dude
library.
Talking to himself on the bus, Ken.
Talk to the dude talking to himself. You want to be a part of the conversation. You don't want to he's just like, man, I think I need to kill him. I'm like, what do you do? What you got to do, man? Okay.
Yeah, baby.
Because when he finally looks at you, you'd be like, you know, I'm just in your imagination, right? He's like, oh, okay. You can't shoot me because I'm in your imagination. But the rest of them, you know, they're real.
They got to go. Yeah. You know what? Right after two more blocks, though. Yeah. Two more blocks.
When I get off is when I disappear from your mind. And then have at it.
And I appreciate you urinating in your seat, not mine. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, that was good. That was good marking the seats. I like where our head is.
I mean, how do you say, I realize I got burned the other day because I'm so jaded, from the East and everything else. And people always asking you for money. And people walk up to you. Hey, and before they say a word, you're kind of like, yeah, I'm good. This guy walked up to me and I said, yeah, I'm good. He goes, I just wanted to tell you I liked your boots.
Yeah. Oh,
and whenever somebody comes up to me and they're like, hey, man, can I get some money? I'm like, I got you. And I just keep walking.
Where do you got me? You know.
Yeah. Like, what's your cash app? No? All right, give me a minute. I got to go get some cash. Let me just head back home.
And it's bad where you're at because you're downtown, right?
Yeah, me and Jeff are the same.
A lot of homeless people.
Lots of homeless people. And then I tell you that the worst is when the dude is talking to himself and like yelling and getting loud, but he's like walking beside you. And you just walking like, all right, be cool. All right, man. But I don't know if I'm in this conversation or not.
I have a problem with holding my breath that long. I mean, there's a smell that some of these guys have, and you get caught in their back blast. I mean, you're like, going, I don't even know what to do here. Should I take a turn?
A dude asked me, and I had to come up. He said, hey, man, would you support the United Negro Pastrami Sandwich Fund? I said, bro, you got my money right now. You got my money right now. Because I have a rule. I have a straight up rule, man. If a street performer or somebody makes me stop to pay attention to them, then I feel I owe them money. Like if I stop for a minute to listen to, or if you make me bust out laughing like that dude, I was like, I have change. I got you on this. You added to my day with that, you know? Like, I do hate that though. When people sit there and stop, watch street performers, like this band is great. Well, gonna walk past them.
Yeah,
like,
give them something, man. $1.50.
I love street buskers, man. I think there's nothing that makes a city more vibrant than just beautiful art and music just being done on the street, man.
Amen. Amen. Before we go really quick, guys, you guys performing anywhere, Miguel, Ken?
So check it out. Just want to keep reminding everybody that June 22nd, me and Jay will be doing our live taping. It is for our 30-minute comedy special, which will be appearing on a streaming network. So please come out and support. We're going to have the information available on our Facebook page. Put it up on the Real Laughs page, too, man.
Absolutely.
Blow the dust off that page. See what's going on there. We got squatters on that page.
Yeah.
You know? But definitely please come out to that.
Gotcha. Can you anywhere, brother?
I am off this weekend, man. Me and my wife are going to go up to Wesley Chapel and go to some lagoon up there.
game that changed you.
Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Real Labs on this Monday. We had a great time with you. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow. Be sure to follow us on all your social media platforms because we need the likes and the follows. You guys have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, if you're looking for adult entertainment, then why would you go anywhere else but Grandview Live? Grandview Live Gentlemen's Club is the elite adult club of Daytona Beach and Volusia County. They're located in the heart of Daytona in the Seabreeze Entertainment District. Now, they provide you guys with sexy live entertainment, not just for the gentlemen, but ladies love them too, because they have everything the entire group would want for a great night on the town. They have four bars, two stages, VIP seating, full bottle service, and a nightly DJ who will keep the party going all night. So if you're looking for adult entertainment, Grandview Live is the place you want to be. And remember when you get there to let them know that Real Labs sent you.